Hi guys, today I wanted to talk about how we learn so many things and we experience so many things, speak to so many different types of people, and that information is often lost. I know for myself that I've taught myself so many concepts or heard really great advice or ideas and shared them with people like I do on my podcast and my blog and stuff, but often that very same information that I found so interesting, so useful at the time, suddenly becomes something that I never consider again months or years down the line. And I'm definitely not alone in this. I mean, think back to your school days, whatever you last learned, whenever you were last in an education formally, think about the amount of information that you learned every single day. The majority of that information is now gone, right? Like, I absolutely loved my Japanese classes, for example. And my brother is going to Japan next year. And so I've been obviously thinking about my Japanese classes and the languages I learn and the things about the culture that I learn. And I kind of struggled to remember exactly the great parts of the language that I loved, like, you know, the words and the phrases and, you know, the parts of the culture that I really enjoyed. I struggle now to recall it. If somebody said something, it might feel familiar, but I would struggle to recall that information. And of course, I've studied psychology. I know that memory is a complex thing. We often remember things differently than how they actually were, or certain information, words, phrases, emotions can affect your memories. For something to go through to your long-term memory is something that's repeated often, and it's something that's usually has some sort of important or sentimental value to you. That's why we often remember songs. I think it's because of the repetitiveness, the beats, calling to all different parts of our brain. I'm not going to pretend that I know the names of the parts of the brain that are associated with that. But so much goes into memory and into recall. But what I want to talk about today is how, like I say, if you're somebody like me who actively seeks information, who actively seeks to learn new things, who tries to improve their life or find meaning in their life often, then you're probably somebody who's taking in a lot of information all day, every day, and that information is falling to the wayside. It's been forgotten. Because I know for me that there's a lot of times where I've learned the same thing over and over again. Like, you come to the same sort of life epiphany, like I kind of call it. And I know this to be true because one time I sat my boyfriend down, my partner, and we spoke about some deep realization that I'd come to, this deep epiphany, as it were. And I explained this thing in lengthy detail, and he kind of looked at me and was like, "Yeah, you've said this before." And I was a bit annoyed. I was like, I just said something really deep and profound, and like, this was amazing, like, enlightening realization for me. You should be really proud or really interested. But on the other hand, I was like, well, damn, that's probably true. I probably have said it before. And the same goes for you. There's probably so many times in your life where you've come to the same realization about things, or you've heard the same information, the same advice a million times over. But the thing is, we only take in certain advice when we need it, or when we're ready to hear it, right? Or when it's important, or when it's something that's a part of your routine. Like, it's difficult, but I'm realizing that information will come and it will go. And different ideas will come and go. Different people will say different things to me at different times in my life. And it's kind of, I don't know, maybe the universe's way, or just, you know, the way life goes, the way people are, that we will share this information when we need it. And that we'll hear things when we need it. And sometimes with life lessons, I believe that the universe or whatever will keep teaching you the same lesson over and over again until it's truly, well and truly ingrained in you, that you cannot forget it, that you will not make the same mistakes perhaps, or look at things in the same way, or make the same decisions as you have in the past. It will keep putting obstacles or ideas or whatever in front of you until you well and truly get the picture and learn the lesson. And sometimes it even puts the lesson in front of you one more time, just so you can pass on those teachings to other people. Again, I think that's something that happens with me, that I get taught the same things over and over again, so that I can make sure that I'm 100% sure of it, and that I can make sure the people around me, or my listeners and my readers, are sure of it too. Because think about it, life is complex. It just is. Even when you think you've got it all figured out, even when you think that you know yourself, you know what you want, even when you reach that place in life where you feel really good, like you're comfortable financially and you're perhaps making a living doing the thing you've always wanted to do, you have good friends, you have a partner, you have a family, you feel like you've reached your idea of success and happiness. Even those times in life, you still get knocked sideways. You still get into a position where it's like, well, actually, what is going on here? I'm not quite happy, or something's not quite right. Even though I have every reason to be happy, why do I still feel off? Why is the universe or whatever trying to teach me this lesson? What is missing? And I think that's because there is no way to fully figure out life. There is no way to be 100% sure. There is no way to be 100% comfortable, because like I say, life is too complex for that. That things come in ebbs and flows. There's the positive things and the negative things. And like my boyfriend said the other day, we will not be happy or content if it weren't for the ebbs and flows of life. Because if things were easygoing and positive and great all the time, then we'd become a bit complacent, we'd get a bit too comfortable, and therefore we wouldn't truly appreciate it. But instead, you know, with the bad comes the good, in the good is the bad, in the bad is the good, you know, the yin and yang. Then we know and understand balance. We appreciate and accept balance. We know that with everything, there comes times where you need to teach lessons and time when you need to be taught lessons. There are times when you need to take hold of the wheel, and there are times when you need to let go and see which path, which road you're going to be steered down when you're out of control. And that's a really difficult pill for me to swallow as somebody with anxiety, somebody who's just kind of got a strict personality. I like to be in control. I know this about myself, but I also know that I need to let go of the wheel, that I need to be out of control sometimes. I always use the same example about when I went to Africa. I went with my boyfriend's family, so I weren't alone, but I was with his family rather than my own family. And so I kind of had to sit back and do whatever I was told to do, that I had to follow his parents and the family in Africa, like what they wanted to do. I wasn't in control of that trip. I wasn't in control of where I slept, what I ate, what I did. I had to go by somebody else's rules. And that's not a bad thing. Of course, it unsettled me. I was very anxious for a whole 2 weeks, I'm not going to lie. But I also experienced some great things that I wouldn't have experienced if I tried to control everything. And that's really important. And that's a lesson that I know was being taught to me by a higher power or whatever. And it's an important lesson that I will always share with you guys, and that I'll always remind myself of when I'm trying to be too controlling and trying to force life to be exactly the perfect thing that I want or think I need. Because I truly believe that you don't always know what you need, right? If you think about any story, like if you're a writer like me, then you know that any story has a character who wants something. They have a goal, right? And so say you're that character, you have a goal, you know what it is. But the whole point of a story, a real true story that's rich with a character arc, is that the character has a need that they don't know about. There's something that they need to learn, something that they need to accept, a weakness to overcome. And they don't know that they need that. It's only when they're set off on their journey after what they want and they experience obstacles and other characters and, you know, the plot happens, that they realise, okay, I'm learning a lesson along the way and I'm learning something about myself. There's an internal conflict that needs to be resolved. And that's what makes a story really rich and emotional and relatable for the audience, right? So I think that's the same for us. We all know, or at least some of us know, what we want. And with life, we will go on the journey of going for what we want. But along the way, we will learn what we need. And that will be riddled with, like I say, obstacles, perhaps villains trying to come at us, different characters influencing us along the way, different plot points and subplots and everything. But along the way, we will be kind of made aware of what our weakness is, what we need to know in order to have what we want. And what we want or what we end up with might be very different to what we imagined. But instead, we will have gained something that we really, really needed. And that's more important. And that's more beautiful and poetic, I think. Like, I don't know if that's the writer in me coming out here, but I really do see that as a very interesting way to look at life, that we all go after the things we want, and along the way, we'll discover and be taught what we need to learn. or what we need to be happy and content. So this has kind of been a rambly podcast, but I wanted to just speak about how, I don't know, lately I've been thinking about happiness and worrying about, will I be unhappy in my future if certain things don't go my way? Like, what needs to happen for me to feel happy, for me to feel content? Of course, we can't always be happy in life. Happiness is just an emotion, and emotions are fleeting. They come with bad ones and good ones, and we need all of them. But I do believe that we should aim to at least be, like, in general, like, overall, when we zoom out of life, that we do feel happy. Like, yes, you might have had a bad month, but was the whole year generally good? You know, like, that's what I want for my life, that yes, bad times will come, but in general, I will be happy with within myself, with the people around me, with the things that I'm doing each day. That's all I want. There's not a certain amount of money that I want. There's not a certain amount of clothes or, you know, a car or a certain size house or anything like that. Like, material gain, it's really not important to me. My biggest fear is just being unhappy. And therefore, my biggest goal is to feel happy, to just feel at peace with my life, because it's given me something. It's given me meaning. It's given me fulfillment. It's given me purpose and passion. I get to do and be, for the majority of the time, what I want. And I get to have people around me that make me feel good. That's all I want, right? And I think along the way to that, I will learn how to make that happen. And I will learn what it truly means to make that happen. And the universe, or like I say, whoever you believe in or whatever you believe in, will teach you lessons along the way to help you fulfill that need. So if you're in a time in your life where you're a bit unsure, you're a bit lost, or you're in a time in your life where you're worrying a bit too much and overthinking, I hold up my hands. I'm right there with you. I want you to take a breather and think that, okay, maybe right now I'm being taught a lesson. Maybe right now there's something about what's happening that is highlighting my weakness or my need. To appreciate the fact that you're on a hero's journey, that you always are on a hero's journey. We all are. Again, that's a writing term. And we're on this journey, and no matter where you're at in the journey, whether it's in the beginning or at the climax, or, you know, you're battling the villain, whatever it is, whilst you're on the hero's journey, it will come with its ebbs and flows. It will have times where you're really down and low and you feel defeated. But that is the time where the character, where you are learning a big lesson and about to make a big choice. And it means that you need to decide, are you going to fulfill your need? Are you going to listen to the need that's been shown to you? Are you going to be brave enough to pick the perhaps the hard choice in order to fulfill that need and to give yourself the strength that you've been missing all along? And perhaps it will get you what you want, but it might just get you what you need instead. And that will always be so much more important. So that's your thought for today. I hope that you understood where I was coming from. I didn't have any notes, so I'm sorry if it was a bit all over the place, but yeah, I really appreciate you guys, and I appreciate those who listen every week. I enjoy helping at least one person, and so I will continue to do it as long as it brings me joy, right? Because I want to be happy. I want to make you happy. I want us all to have the very best life that we can, to have a head that's in the right place, to feel like our minds aren't battling us every 5 minutes, because trust me, I know how that feels, and it's not fun. So if I can help you to feel a little bit better each day, then that's my job, and I will continue to do it. I just wanted to add on the end here, like it was kind of an afterthought, but I wanted to add on to the end here that the way to ensure that you're keeping the right information, that you are learning the right lessons, that you're keeping on top of things as much as you can. Again, if you're the type of person like me who tries to really and truly learn things about life and about the world and about yourself, then you need to be somebody who takes notes. You need to be somebody who jots things down. And not only that, but you need to revisit those things. Like I say, for something to move on to your long-term memory, that means that you need to repeat it. You need to keep going over it. That's why when we're studying at school and university and things, we get the same information. We have to keep going over it. We get cue cards, we get tests, you know. It's because it's the repetition that makes you remember it. So if there's something in your life, a lesson that keeps coming up, if there's a situation or advice or anything that feels really true and real, you really want to remember it, you think it's really important, then write it down. Show it like on your notice board so you see it all the time. Have a reminder on your phone so that you look in your notes and you see it all the time. Take information and share it with other people. That's a great way to learn, is to take information, like put it through your filter, apply it to your own life, and then put it into practice to go forward with that information and teach other people. That is a great way to learn it. And if you keep doing this often, then I promise you, you'll remember more things. Like I say, I am definitely somebody who takes notes, but I don't revisit the notes. That's my pitfall. But instead, I want to try and make this a habit. I want to try and wake up in the morning and go through my notes and look at the advice and the quotes that I've accumulated over the years. You know, like there's so many things that I've learned about myself and about the world. So many cool ideas that have really resonated with me that have just been written down once and then never looked at again. But instead, if I take the time to just for, you know, 15 minutes to look over some past notes, go through my notebooks, go through my blog even, because like I say, I share information on my blog, to listen to my own podcast or to go on my notes, whatever. If I take the time to do that, then I will remember more things. I'll put that important information into my head first thing in the morning and then carry that forwards. And you can do that too. It's a habit that you need to ingrain in your life. It's a habit that can become really important if you allow it, and I really do believe that it's something that can help you to go forwards and to listen to your hero's journey, to learn the right lessons, to not keep making the mistake of having to learn the same lessons over and over again too many times, to not be oblivious to the lessons that are right in front of you, and to basically take your hero's journey by the balls, I can't think of another way of saying that, and to decide that you want to be the hero of your own story rather than at the mercy of the universe kind of getting hit sideways and not knowing why. Like I say, that was a bit of an afterthought, but I wanted to give that information because I think that it's really good to have a practical, actionable tip to go along with my ideas. So that's there for you. Yeah, I'll speak to you next week, guys. Bye.